This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers, and thank you so much for joining us. Today, we'll learn how the stress of the pandemic could be impacting your oral health. We'll hear from a healthcare worker who received the COVID-19 vaccine. The latest Bubbler Talk explores the history of Milwaukee's Borchardt Field. And we'll hear from the director of the Netflix documentary Disclosure. First, we'll learn about Global Brigade, a nonprofit created to put high school and college students to work, eradicating poverty around the world. There are more than 500 international chapters at high schools and universities, including UW-Milwaukee, Marquette, UW-Madison, and the Milwaukee School of Engineering. But like so many other things, their work has been impacted by the pandemic. Now, instead of visiting countries like Ghana, Nicaragua, and Panama, students are doing their work virtually. Sheethal Vora is the co-founder and CEO of Global Brigades. She founded the group in 2003 as an undergrad at Marquette. She spoke to WUWM's Mayon Silver about how the organization has adapted during the pandemic. Sheethal starts by explaining how a trip to Honduras sparked the idea for the organization.
Back in 2003, I had the opportunity to, you know, really come up with this idea with a couple of others. Back in my sophomore year at Marquette, I was really lamenting at the fact that I couldn't study abroad. It wasn't a part of something that I could do because I was in the physical therapy program there. And what was a part of the program is classes throughout every semester, including the summers. And, you know, again, that was something I really wanted to do in my college experience. I mentioned this to a friend, in a conversation that we had, and he, you know, had mentioned that his neighbor had done these trips to Honduras, and, you know, he thought that it would be a good idea to perhaps join along and have a mini study abroad type of experience with them. So 20 of us in 2003, we grabbed, you know, about 20 of our friends and on Marquette's campus, and we got on a plane and went to Honduras with a group of these physicians. And we thought we'd just be lugging medicine, and we thought we would just be translating, some of us that spoke Spanish. But what we didn't know is that we were able to, as undergrads, as aspiring young professionals, that we were able to make impact. We were completely shocked that we were able to make impact in these rural communities in just 1 week. So it was just a truly life-changing and transformational experience for me and everyone that went on that brigade. Returning home, we came back to campus to see if there were organizations that catered to undergraduates that allowed them to get involved in this capacity. And we researched options. And back then, there wasn't anything out there. There was Doctors Without Borders, but you had to be a licensed professional. And there was Peace Corps, but you had to commit long term. And that was something that we were unable to do as undergrads. So we decided to create our own organization. We, you know, learned very quickly and had some mentors in the Milwaukee area and decided to just take the leap of faith and start an organization to cater to undergraduate students, you know, this type of amazing transformational experience. Now, fast forward 18 years from that time, we're now the largest student-funded humanitarian organization that has over 500 university and high school chapters throughout the world. So before, students would, again, get on a plane, they would go to Latin America, to West Africa, to Greece, and be able to participate a 7 to 10 day experience in international medicine and international business and international water and sanitation type programs alongside with their community leaders. And they would return back and, you know, either go on another trip after that or be able to do some local or do some more volunteer type of experiences similar to what Global Brigades was providing. So that was how we operated before the pandemic had hit.
So you talk about a transformational experience. What's the average student's experience when they would go on these pre-pandemic Global Brigade 7 to 10 day trips?
Sure. So the transformational experience really comes about when you're being exposed to a whole different culture than where you're currently living, whether it's Milwaukee or Chicago or wherever. It's being able to connect with individuals in other cultures. So really having that cross-cultural experience, that cross-cultural integration. And then, you know, the most important part was being able to see how these resource-limited communities were very much in need of some support, right? There was a lot that they just didn't have, basic access to healthcare. There was no clean water. There were no banks or access to capital to be able to lift them out of poverty. And for as undergrads and as individuals that were really there to figure out sustainable solutions, and when I mean sustainable, long-term solutions for these communities, you know, that was what was transformational for us, is to be able to know that we had an opportunity to support these communities and help them and empower them to be in a better place based on resources that they currently had.
Eradicating poverty is a very noble but also extremely ambitious goal. What sort of accomplishments has the organization had so far?
So we have a variety of accomplishments. We've been around for, you know, almost over 15 and 16 years. And, you know, we've treated hundreds of thousands of patients. We've built hundreds of water systems or repaired hundreds of water systems throughout Latin America and West Africa to bring potable water into the communities. We've been able to establish hundreds of banks within these rural communities so that these community members have access to capital and be able to, you know, build their businesses or be able to, you know, get a loan or save their money in a way that is safe and in a way that is empowering to them. You know, there's been 15 years of tremendous impact that we've made in the community. I mean, over 300,000 to 400,000 beneficiaries.
So what has it been like adapting the Global Brigade to the pandemic?
Sure. So I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, the organization itself, how we are set up in order to properly explain our pivot, if that's all right with you. So something that sets us apart, you know, being Global Brigades, being a really successful and ambitious, you know, humanitarian organization, is that we have a completely different model than many organizations. So what we're doing is we're not just simply going into a community and providing 1 week's of free doctor's visits or building a school. What we're doing is that we're making long-term commitments to our to these resource-limited communities around the world, and we're empowering them with sustainable solutions for many generations to come. And we do that through our holistic model. And our holistic model is really our multidisciplinary approach in addressing the needs in the community. So, you know, to be able to use a familiar analogy, we aren't just teaching the communities to fish. We're actually providing them with the boat and the rod to be able to fish long after we've left. And then taking that fishing analogy, you know, to the next level here is that, you know, what is Global Brigade's boat in this instance? And it's really based on three key elements. And these three key elements are access to healthcare, our clean water and hygiene solutions, and then again, access to capital. And really, you know, those three things make our holistic model work and really impact our communities to make them self-sustainable. And, you know, community empowerment is so essential to our success. So what that means is that community members are involved in every single step of the way. And two other, you know, components is we have full-time staff in each country that we work in. In order to fulfill these 2 to 5 year commitments that we have in our communities, there's hundreds of dedicated staff in these countries. And if we didn't have these staff members based in these countries, we would not have been able to pivot virtually. So going back to your question, you know, how have we pivoted with the pandemic? So we, our commitment to eradicating poverty couldn't lose momentum when COVID-19 hit. We were, you know, certainly as many organizations were, just had to process what was happening, but we were absolutely committed to seeing these commitments and seeing these programs through. So what we did was we quickly pivoted to a concept called telebrigades. And the pandemic pivot was really necessary because young people simply could no longer travel abroad to be able to garner these hands-on experiences. So how we do that is now Zoom, instead of formerly airplanes, are whisking these high school and the university students from their home desks out to Latin America, to West Africa, and to Greece in real time. So telebrigades for college students and telesquads, which is our program for high school students, are continuing to bring hope to these residents in the resource-limited communities while providing the students with hands-on leadership and career building skills that they receive via virtual experiential learning. So the best part is that the students are completely immersed in these communities while they're, you know, at their desk in their remote learning environment.
And have you found that the needs of the people in the various countries that you serve and thus the priorities of Global Brigade have shifted since the pandemic?
Sure. So far, what we've learned is that the communities, the resource-limited communities that we partner with and that we work with, are needing the same things even during the pandemic, right? They're still needing the access to healthcare. They're still needing access to capital and clean water solutions. The other things that they need is just basic education about this pandemic so that they're able to be advocates of their own health. So that's something that we've also incorporated in some of our opportunities in our program methodologies.
And we talked a little bit about the impact that the program has been having on the communities that you serve and that they work hand in hand with students at every step of the way is what you're saying. What do students tell you here in Wisconsin about their experiences with the program?
With the program, sure. So the telebrigades, we basically have three major components. We have our medical telebrigades, which really focuses on our pre-med, dental, physical therapy, nursing students, you know, anybody that is on that healthcare track. Our water telebrigades focuses a lot on engineering students and students that are really passionate about clean water. And our business telebrigades are focusing on supporting community-owned banks and consulting with small businesses. So those students that have participated in those programs have been able to really get immersed in the concepts of, you know, what these community members need, the building the skills of the community members and the capacity of the community members, while also building the capacity themselves. Some of these concepts are new for undergrads, and they're, you know, learning this through our staff and through our, you know, experts on the ground and through our educators to be able to learn and then be able to share some of those learnings with our community members.
And what can other people in Wisconsin do to help if they're interested, if they're not necessarily students, but they want to get involved somehow?
Absolutely. We've been having a lot of individuals from corporate settings be able to participate in a telebrigade. It's a great way to fulfill their CSR opportunities within a company. And then also our large donor base mostly comes from the Wisconsin area. And so we've been very fortunate to have many donors that are based in Milwaukee and the surrounding Wisconsin areas really supporting our mission because they know that the work that we do is just so tremendously important, not only for the communities that we support, but also to the impact that we make in leadership development for the students that are participating in our programs.
Sheetal Vora of Global Brigades, thank you for sharing a bit of information about your program with us.
Thank you so much. This was a pleasure.
Dr. Sheetal Vora is the co-founder of Global Brigades and a graduate of Marquette University. She spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver. Dr. Vora is the keynote speaker today at Marquette's annual Mission Week luncheon.